This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A poll released this week shows Bernie Sanders with a slight lead over Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin's Democratic presidential primary. The Clinton team is hoping to erase that gap over the next few days, in part by appeals to African-American voters, a typical Clinton area of strength. Chuck Kornbach reports.
Hillary Clinton held two campaign events in African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee this week. Each time, Wisconsin's only black member of Congress, Representative Gwen Moore, was on stage with the former Secretary of State. At a Boys and Girls Club, Moore said Clinton had earned African-American votes by helping youth in South Carolina while working for the Children's Defense Fund.
This woman standing on the stage, people say, how'd she get all them votes in the South? She was in the South 40 years ago.
Clinton was quick to return the praise.
I think we know that if we ever need somebody in a foxhole, you're Congresswoman.
Clinton went on to promise action on several issues, including improving education, job creation, and efforts to reduce gun violence. Audience member Marcia Nolan says Clinton combines compassion and strength.
I don't know if it's from a female perspective. She's very smart to me, so I think she could handle what's launched at her in the White House.
Charles Barnett says he likes what Clinton has said about helping the largely African-American city of Flint, Michigan, with their drinking water problems.
She took a stand and said that her department and her people were going to find out what went wrong and get to the bottom of it.
But Clinton's Democratic rival, Bernie Sanders, isn't ignoring urban problems.
May sound like a radical idea, but before we rebuild Iraq, we may want to rebuild Milwaukee and Flint, Michigan.
Though it was a predominantly white audience that attended Sanders' speech in West Allis Tuesday night, some African Americans in the crowd said they're probably backing the Vermont senator. Annalise Windsor says Sanders appears to have her best interests in mind.
Especially being an African American woman in this country right now. And from what I've seen of Bernie, he seems to be someone who would look out for me and others like me.
Windsor says she just wants equal opportunity and access to education. Tiffany Montgomery says she's not worried that Sanders promises too much.
He'll get in there, he'll figure out there are some things he can't do, which I'm sure happened to President Obama, and then he'll do the best he can.
But while Sanders and Clinton both compete for the African-American vote, Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin notes African-Americans only make up about 5% of registered voters in Wisconsin.
I think you always have to recognize that if a group is 10% or less of the state population, winning it big can be helpful in an extremely close race, but it's not in and of itself enough to determine outcomes.
The Clinton campaign is trying to make it extremely close, even connecting Georgia U.S. Representative John Lewis, a longtime civil rights activist, with WPR to talk up Hillary Clinton.
She will lead, she will bring people together, and say, we can do this, we will work together for the common good, for the greater good.
And today in Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Racine, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, an African-American, will campaign for Clinton as she tries to rally from a few points down in the polls and defeat Bernie Sanders. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.